A very good evening to you all, and welcome to this session, Resilient Mind. And before we start the session, may I request people who are towards the back end of the hall, may I request you all to please come towards the front so we could have a conversation, a chit-chat, and that's the objective of this session, a panel discussion on Resilient Mind. Initially, we will have our panelist here who will talk about it, and please ensure you keep noting down your questions because it will be towards the end that you will have your time to ask questions. Yeah? Okay, thank you. All right, resilient mind. Yeah? I'm sure 9th standard, 10th standard, if we all recall physics books. Huh? Right, so if we all recall our physics books when we were students, right? Stress. We had our topic stress, resilience, pressure. Do we remember? Rubber band, you continue to stretch a rubber band, right? It continues to get stretched till the point it breaks. And that point is coefficient of resilience, yeah? And that's where we had the formula. What was the formula? Stress is equal to pressure divided by resilience. Do we all remember, right? And that's the topic today. Resilient mind. How do we ensure whatever the situations we've got around, the turbulence around, but my mind is resilient. Yeah? And the beauty of this session is the 2 days that we spent, a lot of it was we heard some good stuff, right? About soul, supreme soul, how do we connect, how do we get energy. This session is about applied spirituality, right? We have got our panelists here who are by profession, right, into various professional areas, implementing those spiritual aspects, right? So it's all about applied meditation, applied spirituality, and we get to hear from people in terms of how do we implement this, apply this in our day-to-day lives, yeah? With this, we start our session today, and we are fortunate to have with us, I'll start introducing our speakers, B.K. Bhartiji on my right-hand side. And Bhartiji, he has been a professionalist for past 38 years with around 23 years implementing or applying spirituality. He has worked with ISRO for around 16 years and then in various companies in US and Japan. The companies being Thomson, Ramsey, GVC, and currently he is the director of a company, Blueberry Semiconductors. So let's put our hands together welcoming B.K. Bhartiji. Towards the right-hand side, we are fortunate to have with us B.K. Brijeshji. Over 25 years of professional experience and also into spirituality. He started his professional career with NIT and currently he's with Infosys, with training department of Infosys, which is considered to be world's largest training department. And he has kind of trained more than 20,000 professionals in meditation. So let's put our hands together for B.K. Brijeshji. And towards our extreme, right, we've got B.K. Saurabh, who was a topper in CDS, right? The Armed Forces Selection Exam, and then went into army because he believed in field work, right? He wanted to be in the field, and he also is green belt in Taekwondo martial arts. And then later on, he got into IT and into spirituality, and for past 16 years, he's been practicing IT and spirituality, working on ConnectOne, which is a software for Rama Kumari. So let's welcome B.K. Saurabhji. So as you can see, we've got a diverse panel, right? You can see that diversity, that variation. You know, it's varied in terms of age, experience, industry. So a lot of different experiences coming together. And I'm sure we'll have an enriched conversation here. And do remember, it's a two-way conversation, right? Please ensure you also note down your questions, because what we really want is when you go back, right, into your work field, into your homes, you start implementing and start, you know, applying the spirituality in your day-to-day life to reap the benefits. Yeah, that's the objective of this session. So can I start with BK Bhartiji, right? So Bhartiji, my first question to you, I know rich experience, right? You are a director with a company, you were general manager with a previous company, people management, you've done a lot of stuff, right? I think a quick one, from your spiritual perspective, what is it that you think you've learned that you are able to implement in your professional field, and how do you think it has helped you enrich your professional experience?
Om Shanti. Good evening, all of you. Yeah, actually speaking, spirituality was not my subject before 2000. I just came accidentally into spirituality. It is not that I looked for it, but finally what I found is the spirituality was a missing dimension in me, actually, after coming into this. I think most of you may be having the similar thoughts sometimes, right? Because initially we think that spirituality is something which is required for a later part of our life. After finishing all our normal duties, whatever you want to do it, then we enter into the spiritual things, probably at the time of retirement or whatever the later part of the age. But later I found that we should have come into spirituality as early as possible, based on that kind of application what I found. So one of the things what I found a major advantage when I come to spirituality is because I was a researcher in the beginning, then I came into industry after that. So my role was mostly into senior levels and managing the things, and many times decision making I had to take it, most of the cases. Right? So before spirituality, the decision making was more time consuming for me, because so many thoughts will go into my mind that whether this will be correct, that will be correct, etc., etc. Spirituality taught me one thing very clearly, that how to reduce this number of thoughts. The first thing what I learned is how to minimize this number of thoughts, any kind of situations, how to minimize the number of thoughts. So based on this thing, what I found is, overall, the duality or the multiple thoughts, what is happening in the mind, got subsidized. And my focus, my concentration towards the instant or the incident where I have to focus it, has more increased actually. So basically what happened is, you might all learn that first lesson as a soul, right? I'm a soul, and soul has got that mind, intellect, sanskar part, where I could experience the significance of this knowing about the mind, knowing about the intellect, right? And how these two has to work together so that anything what we are thinking, if these two things are coming together and making a call on that, that decision is becoming more and more effective when we want to implement the things actually. And that is one experience I found in the course of my applying the spirituality in my practical work, day-to-day things, and it made me to make the things faster and quicker also actually. And where the situations, surroundings doesn't change, but my way of looking at the things, my way of approaching the things got different actually. Whereas previously we look for so many things to do the things, now we abstract from the things what is required and focus on what is our goal for which you are trying to take the call, and then based on that we can quickly and converge ourselves and then arrive at the decisions very quickly actually. So that is very, very quickly could able to do the things, and that has led me into solving many of the issues, whatever is there actually. And also on the people front, or as well as on the project side also, it is common that many of you might have faced problems like deliverables, so many things are there, has to be done in time. If it is not in time, it will be a pressure, right? Deadlines, schedules, correct? All those things will be there as a part of our role play in the IT industry, especially actually. Most of you are from that kind of service or product industry here, am I correct? Is it so? Yeah, okay. So then it will be useful to you, because many times what happened is when you didn't do and go to your boss and tells what is happening, what is not done, you feel that you will expect some kind of a threat or a kind of a pressure where he'll be really dictating you or many things actually, right? So this was the kind of roles we played before coming into spirituality actually. But after getting into spirituality, the same situations, the same kind of things are happening, but our approach was, don't worry about what you missed it, but what is to be done now actually. Right? The approach is not to find out who is fault, who has to be targeted, no. The question, whatever is there here is, the things has to be finished. So what is the thing, what is missing? Focus on the content rather than on the person actually. That shift in thinking, the shift in approach made these kind of situations which are very unexpected, very kind of dynamic things also, able to face it smoothly and able to overcome the things actually. So the spirituality in short helps you to execution very smooth and easy actually. Okay, yeah. That is in brief actually.
Such a nice one, right? So basically, a shift, right? A shift in leadership style from aristocratic to a people leader. I think that's what we're looking at, and that's what spirituality teaches us. And so rightly said about thoughts, right? Mind is so beautiful, and you might have heard, right? Be lagam ghoda. Daudta hi jata hai. Daudta hi jata hai. But now, what spirituality teaches us? Nahi. The number of thoughts, the lesser the quantity, the better is the quality. Yeah. So if you want to improve the quality of thoughts, make the thoughts powerful, the number of thoughts, like we just heard, has to be at a lower end. And people say, scientists say, number of thoughts, if kept at like 30 per minute, that is kind of okay. When we are in stress, the number of thoughts increase, right? When it goes 40, 45, 50, and that's where some kind of mental, psychosomatic, you know, disorders, they start to creep up. And what spirituality does, it teaches us is number of thoughts as low as possible, because peaceful thoughts, loveful thoughts, right, these are lesser in number. So thank you very much. Such an energizing conversation. So that's one takeaway for us. And now, we move on to BK Brijesh Bhaiji, right, who's been, you know, into the training department. He's kind of trained around 20,000 students, right, in meditation. So rich experience with us. While you teach your students, right, how do you find these, you know, times when it was prior to your being in spirituality and you were continuing with your profession, versus the time when you got into the spirituality and now you teach your students, right? How do you find the difference?
Thank you. Thank you, sister. Before I joined Brahma Kumaris, I had a fair idea about spirituality. But of course, I didn't practice to an extent where we apply spirituality in daily life. As I started working, I found that there are many areas, there are many phases, there are many times, there are many moments where I myself am getting influenced by the environment, by the people's thought, by the people's moods, feelings. And in spirituality, the first thing, so is the motto of this organization, first, work on your own self, your own mind. And as Brother Bharti rightly summarized his point, think less, think slow, and think good thoughts, which can be manifested. And I was fascinated by one statement which I learned from Brahma Kumaris initially, is that there will be a time when each of your thought will manifest. And you must be aware, you must have interacted with quite a few rishis, munis, yogis, messengers of God, whose thoughts manifest. So my interest was to explore meditation. But when I started interacting with the employees, I found they come from diverse cultures, diverse backgrounds. And the way each of you are talking to me, what next? Some of you have a question in your mind. Some of you are looking forward to some answers from this panel discussion. And there are some of you just available to assimilate something very new and different. And this is what I learned. I don't have to teach anything to these employees or the freshers or students who were right out of college. They had rich experience and knowledge in their respective fields, but not into spirituality. This was a challenge though. But I call myself a lifelong learner. So the first person who learns when somebody teaches to a crowd, for example, Sister Shivani, the speaker is the first person who learns and implements. So with those thoughts in mind, I started sharing. How will I improve from this session? What will be my takeaway from this panel discussion? And most importantly, I think we will have in the course of our discussion, how there is some other source which will give us directions, which will connect us. And most of us who are from IT, we know we work with different servers. We know that we have been working with some satellites. The communication, mobile phone for that matter of fact, anybody who is not into IT and our homemaker. How is the communication going to those people? We are vibrating in the same frequency. And the source gives the connect to the people who are vibrating in the same frequency. Just 2 points, and I think I'll ask her to connect with more points. One, any thought that you think goes into the air, like your call goes into the air. Anybody who is vibrating in the same frequency will catch those thoughts. So mind you, if it is a good thought, you will be the beneficiary. If it is not so good thought, you may not implement, but there will be a third person who might implement, and we will be accountable for those actions. Think over until she has something else to share with us.
Such a nice one, and let's put our hands together. Such a nice one, right? So thoughts, Brijesh Bhaiji, perfectly agree with you. Thoughts are nothing else but vibrations, right? So we continue to vibrate our thoughts, we continue to radiate our thoughts, and the way we radiate, it's the person at the other end, and the person tunes, right? The radio, we tune to a particular frequency, and if we are tuned to that particular frequency, we catch the thoughts, right? So such a nice one, such a beautiful one. And with this, we move on to BK Saurabhji, right? So I think we were having a chat earlier, isn't it? And we were talking about his experiences, right? The medical field, the army and the field life. And he was so passionate about the field life. Saurabhji, what is it, right, that took you back from army into IT and into spirituality? Will be good to get your thoughts on that.
Thank you. Om Shanti. So I'll be talking more about the experiences rather than the practical explanations that my elder brothers were giving, all of us yearn for companionship, right? In all our situations in life, we look forward to somebody who is wise, reliable, who is always by your side, whom you can confide in. Is that true? So let us go 1 minute inside us for 1 minute and ask ourselves, what do I really want? Just go inside yourself. Really, what do I really want? Because this was the question that shook me actually. And that is the answer of the question that sister has asked me. Since childhood, I was not religious but very spiritual. I hope you understand the difference. I will not do anything outside. But inside, I will always look for values. My parents used to tell me that I was very bright in studies and all that thing, but I did not want to go into those areas. Why? Because my mind was always asking why. Why do we want to do it? So the world around me, I used to see it and ask myself, okay, what do I want to do? I don't want to achieve anything. My internal spirituality was asking me, what are you all about? As I grew older, the people around me or the situations around me formed an idea that army is a very good place where you can do something for the society or the nation. That was the idea that settled into in my mind. My parents used to say, you keep some backup. You do some more studies. You are very good in studies. But my mind was very single-minded. This means this. So during that course of preparations, I used to talk to myself. And during those conversations, I used to say to myself, okay, I am trying to do something which is meaningful, which is positive. If you see the whole life in one flash, okay, you did this. So what is the end result? So that is the question that came to my mind always. So when I went into the Combined Defense Services examination, I topped it. I topped in India. After the examination happened, the qualification part was completed, I was sitting in that barrack, because medical was starting next day. And a small voice started to talk to me. Okay, what is your purpose of life? And I was talking that I want to do things which bring joy to others, which bring purpose to others' life. And that, my inner conscience was telling me, this is not the place to be. I was not talking to myself. My conscience was telling me, I said, no, now this is done. You don't come in between. This is finished. The next day, my medical happened. Some problem was there in the ear. I came out. I was devastated because in my whole life, I never did or thought anything else which a normal youngster does. My parents were devastated. My family was. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, what next? Because there was nothing next. Do you feel that in your life? Sometimes you need something or somebody to guide you. Do you need? You feel that? And at that point of time, again the same conscience was telling me, this is the correct thing that has happened. In black flash, I will tell you, Now, my lot of friends are there in army. They call me and say, what we think is not what we do. There was a picture. I was devastated. I was even thinking of doing suicide. I'm sorry. Because there was nothing in the life. That inner voice guided me at that time that your life has a different purpose. There was something around me which I could tap upon. The huge amount of wisdom, huge amount of purity. So when I came back to Chandigarh, I'm from Chandigarh, I was sitting on my terrace and again I was talking to my inner conscience. He said, what do you really want? And then in that conversation, I was guided upon, nobody gave me any parcha or any website or nowhere. You go there, Ramakumaris are there, you learn meditation. There, I got to know who God is. The source of wisdom I'm talking about. Do you think you can talk to Him? At that point of time, He told me the real purpose of life, which you were yearning for always, is to make people connect to themselves. So at that point of time, I was learning something into IT. My parents were very concerned about my career. Within 2 months, I had no background of IT. Within 2 months, I was in an MNC working as a junior software engineer. Within 2 months. How did I do it? Just sitting at my terrace and observing silence and asking that supreme power, okay, what do you want me to do? Can you talk? Can you talk to Him? Very simple. He loves purity. So sister, maybe I have answered your question. How did I?
No, such a beautiful one. And really, right, talking to the supreme energy, the supreme soul, even when you did not have that level of knowledge, right? And I think this is really important for each one of us. I know there is something inner guidance, right, that we continue to get from time to time. And I think it is that energy when, I'm sure when you guys now go back, you might have got this view in terms of, who am I? I'm a soul. And that's the supreme soul. And we, like brother said, we talk, right? So how do we do prayer, right? We go to a temple, church, gurudwara, right? Prayer is like one way. Hum bhagwan ko bolte hain, sab theek kar do, and then we come back, right? Here, like brother said, right? What it is, it's a two-way communication. That's meditation.
One small thing I want.
Yes, please.
So I came into Shantivan just like you. I was just sitting on the other side of sofas and now I'm sitting here, thanks to Him. So you must have seen Baba's room. So once the conference ended, I went there and I was paying my thanks. I was working in Chandigarh. I was taking care of my parents. He started telling me that you need to come to Madhuban. I said, I am in Madhuban. I visit once or twice a year. No. You don't need to come once or twice a year. You need to be here permanently. And I was really, really scared. Because I had a lot of responsibilities at home. My parents were dependent, financial, physical, emotional, all those things. Do you think He thinks about you? Or you think about Him? So every day He was giving me the program. I will take some new excuse daily. No, I cannot come to Madhuban. I have this problem, that problem. Okay, you sit down. You tell me your problem. I will tell you the solution. Hindi mein bolte, piche hi pad gaye bhai. So he was bent upon, because he had this vision that 15 years down the line, this institution will be needing an ERP which is going to bind the whole system together. He had that vision. I did not have the vision. Even the people who had initiated this project, which I am working on, they told me it's a 3 months project. I am now 13 years into this project. Still, it's not over. So who's planning in the background? So I am very, very fortunate. Why? Because he is thinking about me. Om Shanti.
Such a beautiful one, right? Just leave with him. There is somebody, right? There is the supreme energy, the supreme soul, God, right? We call him by different names. But there is one supreme energy soul. Who's there to take care of us? And what does he say? Bacche, chinta mat karo, main baitha hoon. Hai na? And that's what we want to now practice. Once you guys go back, go home, ensure that we do meditation. And while we do meditation, talk to him. We start talking to him, and slowly you will see that he also starts talking to you. So such a nice one, a beautiful experience. And I think with this, we'll again, you know, Bhatiji will come back to you. Now I know we've got a manager, a director, a general manager sitting with us. Why not take benefits, right? You know, learn from the experiences. Bhatiji, I know you've been kind of leading hundreds of people, and while you do that, I'm sure you might have encountered different type of people, conflict management, conflict resolution, change management. I mean, prior to joining spirituality, yeah, you still had your professional life. And now that you are into spirituality, you continue. How do you see your spiritual knowledge and implementation of meditation, application of meditation, how do you think it helps you in people management, relationship management? If you can just elaborate on this, please.
Yeah, so, see, this, what I am seeing is, when we take care of ourselves properly, actually, when I am in control of myself completely, actually, the situations, sometimes it will be in our control, sometimes it may not be in our control. There could be a lot of turbulence or whatever it is, will be there, actually, right? When we get into large number of people, team may not go together sometimes, samskars may not match among them, actually. So these issues are there. It's not that I am free from all these issues, actually. So like everyone else, we are also faced, we will face this kind of things. But our approaches now, with respect to the previous time and now, is mostly, most of the time, what happened is, I practice one thing very regularly is, at periodic intervals, resetting myself, actually. Okay, getting into some kind of a silent, and then reset myself so that I am prepared for any kind of dynamism which is going to happen in the real world, actually, in our situations, actually. So people will come with me with respect to people problems. Sometimes those two people may not go together, actually, but as a team, they have to work together. They may not go together, actually. So what I should do? There will be some conflicts will be there among them, actually, right? So they may not come together in the things. So what I will do, generally what I go is, I spoke to them individually, take them into me, and tell them that, first of all, I accept first whatever they do. Because each one is right from their point of view, actually, right? Then we set that common goal for which we are all together, actually, first. And that approach, when I take it up, I never try to make anything that there's something wrong is going on them. Instead of that, I tell them that this is what is happening with you, and this is what is happening with you. By explaining the things, whatever is happening to them, most of the time I found that their realization started coming out, actually. Still, they'll have differences. It is not that it will vanish out quickly, actually. Still, they have differences, but their realization started coming out, actually. And in that process, they are slowly getting into the place where they want to put the things and what they want to do it actually. And another thing what we generally do is, whenever they come with the people issues, I try to focus on what is the impact of it on the final goal, what is going to happen, and see that focus on this thing, don't focus on the person actually there. So we try to separate the person and the real situations, what is happening there, so that those things will automatically get eliminated from their mind there one by one actually then. And it is very, very important that when we deal with these things, I need to maintain my silence first actually. Because I get a lot of stimulus from this kind of situations actually. The more I maintain my silence, and I could able to respond to them rather than reacting to them actually. Because most of the time what happened is, reaction happens in the systems actually. When reaction happens, yes, there could be some kind of upheavals will be there in the dealing actually. But when you are looking for a response and give a response to them quickly actually, then always there is a kind of a convergence happens with respect to whatever problems are there actually. And this is what I found when I tried to apply this in practice actually. Because in my day-to-day activities, I regularly take care that morning, like what you do in the 4 o'clock meditations, this we do very regularly so that keep myself calm and also filled with some good content, what we call it as Murli here every day actually. We try to read every day those things, and that is the first foundation activity what we do on a day-to-day things. And next, after it only we get into seeing even emails or meetings or anything actually. Before that, not even the newspaper also. Okay. So the first thing what we have to take it up is, because all this control how it comes, just because the practice what we do, something what is taught here actually, which is really, really helping us, because the content what I take in the beginning of the day makes a lot of difference actually. The first and foremost content when I wake up is taking the shakti, that energy, what I need to do for the day. And second is some kind of good thoughts, what I should have as a foundation for the day actually, right? And over that, yes, I come into the external world and connect with the people actually. That time I will see a lot of many other things actually. But all those things doesn't get affected because the foundation what I built was very clear on the day actually. And with that, if I start dealing with the things, then it becomes so natural that we do the things. Many times I used to see situations are so much, conditions are there. My colleague will tell me, why are you not shouting at them actually? They are really doing nonsense actually here. And you should have shouted them on that actually. But you are simply talking in a very calm way actually. Why? How it will work actually like that? So I used to tell them, there is no point in shouting at them because they will go still bad actually then. If you start shouting it, one of them will go still bad actually, because I may have to support one guy and not to support other guy, then it becomes still bad actually. Rather than you deal with them in the normal way, they come out very clearly actually. And those guys went and told them, sir, he is talking very sweetly and we can solve the problem with him easily actually then. So this is the difference what we try to see when we try to deal with a kind of background with the spiritual base what we build in the day and then get into the field, and without a spiritual base and get into the field actually. So a lot of difference we could see actually. And that makes me to bring that team into one together actually. There could be differences, but they will be together actually then to get anything done actually then. So that's how it has been taken care of actually.
Such a nice one. And something that I am trying to draw from this conversation is really reaction and response, right? So we know there is something called as somebody says something to us and we kind of react to the situation. But what we learn from spirituality is do not react. Give a pause. And then what you do is response, right? We all know Newton's third law. Right? What is it? To every action, there is equal and opposite reaction, right? And that's the reason to any situation, what will now we do is no reacting, just give a pause be yourself, calm down, and then the response that you give, right? That is something that is going to turn the situation. So thank you very much.
Only one point. Basically what she said, the adding to that point, you know, any situation comes, please remember you get a chance to choose actually. Don't miss the chance. You have a chance to choose, that you have a choice is there, that you should realize that there is a choice is there. Because momentarily don't get into that situation actually. Step back. Okay, anything comes, immediately you first withdraw yourself. Step back and then see what is this thing. That time you get real control of yourself. This is my experience actually. Most of the time, if I take few seconds to withdraw myself from the things, I get a complete control of the situations, whatever is happening, then I know what I am going to do for that actually. And then consciously I am doing what I am doing it actually. Otherwise, many times what happens is if you just get into that, you do many unconscious actions actually.
Can I add one thing, sister?
Yeah, please, and absolutely, I was coming to you because I do remember, right, conversation, two-way conversation, three-way. Yeah, please, if you want to add to this.
Yeah, so to this thing, I have one very live experience of this thing. So we build softwares, so there is hardware department, some persons are responsible for some things. Some of the things are very critical. So once I was sleeping at night, so a brother called me at around 1:30. And he told me that one of the very critical hard disks has gone. He was responsible for the backups and all those things, but it seemed it was not done. So what does spirituality teach you? Bhaiji was telling very, very pertinent thing. How do you want your seniors to react in this condition? When you are there, how do you want your senior to react? What enables you to handle that situation better? So I was half in my sleep. I said, okay, try to recover it. At 4:30, I got the call again. He said, hard disk is recovered, that's okay. He added one more thing. If I tell this to anybody else, he will scold me like anything. And then I will have no mind of fixing it. But you said, you understood my situation. I put in my best. Results are in there. Om Shanti.
And I think that's the beauty of a spiritual mindset, right? It's all about my own mindset, right? So that's what we teach ourselves here, right? We talk to our own self. We've got self-talk. We talk to God, right? We do meditation. And when we actually meditate, a lot of the noise, right? We were talking about the noise. A lot of the noise settles down, and when the noise in my mind settles down, right? Kehte na ya to vyarth hai ya fir samarth hai. Agar mind mein vyarth nahi hai, to fir jo thought hoga, wo kya hoga? Samarth, right? It is going to happen. So what we want to do is all the waste thoughts that we have got, all the type of negative thoughts that we've got, people-related thoughts, relationship thoughts, professional thoughts, my targets, I'm not meeting it. Whenever we are in a situation like this, just keep all the thoughts aside. Just stop thinking about the situation. And then what will happen is, then the thought that comes in your peaceful mind is the thought that is going to help you navigate through the situation. So, very beautifully said, and I think I'm sure we all are going to go back and implement. Are we going to? Yeah. Some of the stuff that we've learned here, we've heard, we kind of listen to this. We are in listening mode. But here, people here on the panel, these people are practicing it day in and out, right? And that's what we want to do. Go back, start practicing spirituality in our day-to-day life. And I think with this, Brijesh Bhaiji, I know we were discussing and we were having a conversation. So a lot of stuff when you talk to so many students, thousands of students at the same time. And then, like you said, right, learning, urge for learning. And I know we as IT professionals, I think many of us, what do? I mean, we kind of keep thinking, by the time I reach 45, 50, and we kind of planning, right? I would have earned this much, and then probably it would be the best time for me to sit back, relax, maybe retire at some point of time, stop learning, don't we? We do, right? Many of us, at least we want to stop learning at some point of time, yeah? And that's where we were having a conversation. Now, this spirituality, it helps you, right? Develop a passion for learning. And I think, would you want to throw some more light on this in terms of how can a learning be a passion for somebody and how can it help you in your life?
Thank you, sister. I would like to add on to the brothers and sisters what they have told. But from this point of time, can we really start communicating? So if I am asking a question, you need not answer. You just need to raise your hand. Okay. The topic, resilient mind, as she very rightly explained scientifically, when we are in middle of certain situations where we cannot, the threshold is beyond our imagination and, you know, the thoughts keep racing around and it goes into various directions. And I'm sure some of you also have those thoughts. Now also, while you are deeply listening to me, eyes wide open, you know, school mein hota tha na aisa, not bhi kar rahe ho, lekin soch rahe kuch aur ho, correct? Aisa hota hai? Raise your hand. Yes. Oh, so many of you are listening to me and thinking something else. How do we bring that focus back? Is what I started thinking, sister. And the first thought, adding to what Bharti Bhai told, how will you come to know this is the right answer? So when you are absolutely quiet, someone else is speaking to you. How do you know that someone else is speaking to you? This will be an out-of-box thought. It will be a very good feeling, which you may not have done in your entire life. And as you progress into that thought and put it into action, you will see that it is getting implemented very fast. And you will know, and I have experienced that. It has never been, I have never thought on those directions in my entire life. As brother was telling, I never imagined I'll become a sannyasi or I'll not marry or I'll not get into these modes of teaching. I was a very shy person. I never addressed 100 people in my school, and here I am addressing 2,000 people in Infosys and our retreat center, Shanti Sarovar. This little thought brought about a little change. And as sister just asked me, how were you able to experience that with more and more children? And we start communicating with the audience. You know what happens? The best lecture is not because of the facilitator. It is because of the questions you throw out, and that reaches my mind and I respond to that. Were there people here who wanted to know, how do we know that our thought is the best thought, or that is the God-sent thought, or is this the most important thought? You were there? How many of you? Yes? Can we start doing that now? From this moment, not just when we go back home, can we manifest some of those thoughts? Can we start relaxing? Sister is going to conduct a 1-minute meditation also before we go in for a... Can you just suspend thinking? You don't have to do anything. Your parents are there, your relatives are there, your spouses are there, your friends are there, your colleagues are there. They've got n number of things. But can you do anything about it now? Can you meet them? No. Can you suspend your thinking? And just internalize. Check if your mind is quiet, if the body organs are responding the way it should be responding, Is it extremely comfortable, relaxing? Am I really peaceful? So when I started taking these sessions, I got more and more thoughts, more and more questions, more and more answers. And believe me, sister, it was during these sessions with these kids, and of course there were laterals also, there were experienced people, and you will not believe, I will share with you some of the very funny experiences when we do meditation. The senior most manager, and especially the director or CXO, will first sleep. Yeah, does that happen? Are there any senior folks who's actually leading different organizations, and it was a very wonderful experience of sleeping during meditation and a very relaxing experience? You know why it happens? It is because your mind has stopped thinking. Otherwise it has been racing into jumping from one branch of thoughts to another branch, and then and it's like, you know, a racing car. When you go on a highway at 120 kilometers per hour, can you stop the car at that particular moment? No, right? It takes a while. So is with thoughts. It will take a while for those thoughts to stop. So why should I go that fast? Let's have very, very small little thoughts, very powerful thoughts, which can be addressed to the employees. And this is how, you know, I keep learning in every session. One last sister point, which Brother Bharti actually shared with us, and this is what we do whenever we are taking some sessions. And we learned this from many people in Brahma Kumaris and spiritual leaders, or even people who are practicing spirituality. First thing in the morning as we get up, while you all will learn how to connect, and you're all learning also how to connect with God, it's just that suspending thoughts and trying to invite some thoughts. Next, have a schedule for the entire day. 8 o'clock, I'm going to have breakfast. 9 o'clock, I'm going to touch my computers. 10 o'clock, I'm going to have a wonderful meeting with so-and-so person. 12 o'clock, I will actually implement this code. 2 o'clock, I'll have a wonderful sleep after lunch. And see, this I felt I have not learned in any university, managing your thoughts. The Prime Minister of India also has the schedule for minutes of actions, but not for thoughts, which I learned in institution. And some of this comes out when I start teaching. So thank you so much, sister.
Such a beautiful experience, Brijesh Bhaiji. And absolutely to your point, stop thinking, right? How difficult will it be, my own self, my own mind, and I have to instruct myself, stop thinking. Do we want to do this experiment just because we all are, right? Our minds are kind of running, if not running, working, right? We all are thinking something. Just to this point, we just want to maybe for 1 minute, what we now do is absolutely start thinking about the worldly things, right? Just relax. What we're going to do is give 1 minute only to my own self, my inner self. Just relax. Enjoy the silence that is within. Just be with your own self, with your silence. Let the thoughts subside. Let the thoughts die down. And then you try and explore your own self, the silence within yourself. How beautiful that state is. Let's just give 1 minute now, yeah, to your own self. Om Shanti. Open your eyes gently, coming back to this world. So were you guys able to experience some silence within? Were you guys able to reduce some of the thoughts that were within? And like we said, when the thoughts go down, what happens? The energy, the quality of energy increases. And when we practice this now, there is a practice that is called as traffic control. You might have known by now. What we do is, in our professional lives, at home, we give ourselves a break after every an hour, 1 hour, 1 minute of break like this. And what we'll do now is go back. Even when we are working, nobody gets to know what you're doing, right? On your desk for 1 minute, just stop thinking. We just have to put a full stop to our thoughts. And that will elevate the quality, the energy levels. Yeah? So that's one practice that we all do. And while we are here, I'm now conscious about the time. I think it's pretty much there. We've got so many things to be discussed with our panelists. But now what we want to do is, we've been talking all the time. We want this opportunity to be given to you all. If you guys think there are some questions in your mind through this entire session, through the 2 days, 3 days event, anything unanswered, anything on application, how do I do this, how do I make this happen? Yes, so what we will do is, you can please come here one by one. We will have a rolling mic. Please do ask questions and we'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Okay, so do we have a rolling mic, please? Anybody, if we can arrange a mic for the audience, please. Ek mic, agar, yeah, we do have a mic here. Who wants to, you want to come first? Come here. Okay, you want to ask the question? Yes, yeah. Please.
My question is to Saurabh bhai. When I think of this word resilience, there is one word that is dominating my thoughts, and that is failure. Now, I've always believed that failures are wow. Failures are the best lessons in our life. But the way we embrace our success, we don't embrace our failures. Now, as a parent, like I have a daughter who is young, and as a parent, I would like her to embrace failure in the same way as we embrace success. So what spiritual practices I can, play or I can use in my daily life that we are able to party even when there is a failure in life? And that is what resilience means to me. So that's my question to you, sir. Thank you.
Sister, thank you so much. Because I wanted to answer this question. Thanks for asking it. Spirituality gives you various tools which you don't know you possess. So how do you communicate to others? In spirituality, we call it circle of communication. The most effective mode of communication is vibrations. I tell you one experience. There was one sister in my team. I'm known to be very passionate and very serious kind of person in my working styles. So sisters are a little bit afraid of me. They will not approach me. It's something which I need to improve. So one day I was sitting in meditation and some very powerful thought was coming. And there was some bug number. You know bugs? Some bug number is coming to my mind. I'm saying, what is this? I went into my office. I searched that bug number. It was assigned to that sister. When the office started, I gently asked that sister to come and asked, "Aapne kuch iska bug ka kuch kiya tha kya?" Will you believe, she said, I was not able to solve this bug. So I was telling Baba, please tell Saurabh bhai, I am not able to fix it. The people around you are very receptive to your feelings. If you feel something negative energy is around you, don't talk. Sit down when they are asleep, or sit down when you are not next to them or not next to them, and just pass on those pure positive vibrations. I've seen and done that hundreds of times. Brothers are very difficult to convince, but very easy to vibrate. Try it in your life. If you have somebody you don't have very good relationship, just start noting down their qualities. Send those positive vibrations. They are very receptive. Just like you said, how do you tell them? You live them. You give that idea in the form of vibrations, they will accept it.
Thank you, brother. And specifically for the children, the question was for children. The communication that we should have with children, we say, right, bachche hamari baat nahi mante hain. Aur wo kyun nahi mante hain? Kyunki hum words mein unko bolte kuch hain. And maybe we are thinking something else. And now we know it's the thoughts that actually reach them. Bachche kya catch karte? Not just children, but even people around. Something that we catch is the energy that we are getting. The wavelength, the frequency that is reaches me first before the words reach me, right? So now onwards, what we are going to do with our children, more important the thoughts that we create, the positive energy that we share with them, and later on, then we, complement it with words. So words should be complementary. The thoughts, make it a habit. What we will do going forward, workplace, at home, the medium of communication should be the frequency, the messages, the good vibrations. And it's all positivity here. It cannot be negativity here, right? All positive vibrations and then complemented by a set of words. Yeah?
Can I add two lines
to what
she has told? So while we come across some of these questions, and very rightly, and a beautiful example given by Saurabh Bhai, I'm sure most of us have siblings, most of us have children who are in teenage. Many times, when they do a mistake, the first thing is we react, as Bharti Bhai was telling, we don't respond. More than responding, we don't accept that. See, we all are doing mistakes, even in spirituality. But when you give that space for them to, speak out the truth, then you can actually work on them. Otherwise, if the truth element is not there, then you don't know what's happening. And the best way to start with those whose kids are less than 5 years old, and as Brother rightly said, when they're sleeping, okay, first thing in the morning, you might want to do it with your loved ones, you might want to start with your spouses. Aaj ye nashta ban raha hai. And tell that, aaj upma ban raha hai, and you will have it. While the kid doesn't like it, the husband doesn't like it, nobody likes it. And give those vibrations. Aaj yehi hai ghar mein, aur bahut acche se aap log loge. And just try that. And see if it is getting implemented. And that's how our brothers and sisters in the centers who have applied spirituality like this, and we actually started doing that. So thank you so much for asking that question, and thank you for sharing the
thought. You very much. Okay, the next question. Yes, can I have your name, please, and then followed by question? Yeah, if somebody can please share
can
mic
I,
with him.
Can I take? Yeah.
Maybe just one question, and then we'll we'll come back to you. Okay. So one question here, and why that question is going on? What we've heard is, we are continuously radiating positive vibrations, right? Practice right now. What are we doing, all of you? Radiating vibrations, positive vibrations, while the brother is asking this question. Yes, please.
Good evening, everyone. I am Virupaksha from Bangalore. So I am coming here for the second time. This question is very pertinent to the theme of this event, that is resilience, right? So congratulations. We have an excellent team deliberating very well. Saurabhji, especially, you are lucky enough to have somebody to support you when you have a short setback, right? So currently we see in the organizations, whether it is IT or non-IT, people look for a fast growth. They face mid-crisis, mid-career crisis. They get into a flight or fright risk, or get into serious arguments with the managers. How do we bring these external failures or short setbacks to be supported by inner resilience? Quick tips. Thank you.
Okay, Bharti Bhai, who do you want to?
See, I am the kid on the block. They are the ones who have lived their lives.
Yeah. See, the basic thing is, already brothers and sisters have spoken about more about the vibrations actually. So one is, creating a good vibration is very important, because yes, today's youngsters are looking for a fast growth and they want to switch it. If you don't meet it, they will simply, attrition is a higher rate. All those problems are commonly there actually, right? But the thing is, today's same groups, we are also seeing the other way actually in centers. Many are doing such fast decisions and then suffering a lot actually because of that, okay? Because my previous thing was much better than this thing, and I made decisions without having a thought process properly actually. But after going there, they're realizing it actually. So the one thing we are teaching is, the story is same wherever you go actually first. Okay, it is not that it is different for X place or Y place. That realization, we are trying to bring them first actually. So the first thing what you should do is, you should make them clear that you want to go wherever you go, not a problem. But realize that the problem what you are facing here will be there everywhere actually. It's not, you should develop a skill to how to face the problem actually, right? And for that, we should give a provision for them how to build up that actually. And the most important thing what we found is, rather than the technical skills what they build up, the mind skill what they build up is what is lacking actually. And that is where we play these spirituality applications more clearly, that how to make your mind first calm to think what you want to do actually first. The most of the problem with the today's generation is, they really don't know what they want to do. They want to see what others are doing it, so that I can also do the same thing actually. This is what is spreading most of the time, correct? You would have seen that also actually. They don't have that things, but somebody has done it, so they also want to get it actually. Somebody gets 4x, can I get 5x? This is what is the trend what is happening in the industry actually. You all may be knowing actually, right? So what is important is, whether you want 4x or 5x, you decide. Don't decide based on others are getting, so I should get it actually then. Right? That thing will come only they get their own strength of the mind and their own independence of themselves actually. Today what happened is, many are having dependencies actually. So first thing what you should bring them is, how do you make you independent actually? And then how do you make them to think that, hey, this is what is you and this is what is you are doing it actually. See the gap. And then, are you really creating an expectations what you want? Are you going to fill the gap and then meet the expectations actually? For this also, first the acceptance of what they want to and what they are has to be clear actually. So teach them what is acceptance is first actually. Because today the resistance are more than the acceptance actually. Right? So we have to bring out the concept of how to accept that what I am first. For that also, then knowing the spirituality, knowing about you, helps them to accept, this is what I am, but I want to reach that target, then I should do all these steps and then go there actually. It's not that by I should jump it by demanding actually. Today many times what happens is, people demand and try to jump actually. No, it will not work. That's where they're going to suffering and failing actually. We have many cases like what you're talking there in the organizations actually. Right? So today what you're doing them is, make them to understand, evaluate yourself first actually. There is a self-evaluation process where their own mind process has to be streamlined first. What kind of thoughts they should create it, so that how they can able to evaluate themselves actually. And then discipline yourself first actually. Second thing. Third thing is acceptance. First what you do is you accept it actually then. Then fourth is find the gap what you have it, work towards the gap actually. Then you reward them also based on what they worked on it actually. Because when they build up, army is also getting benefit, they also get the benefit actually. So it's a mutual thing actually. So that is how we go through these things steps actually. Rather than rejecting them immediately that no, if you are like that you go wherever you want. No, don't say that aspect actually. Teach them these things actually. And to teach them, the mindset has to be first tuned for them actually, to go into this process actually, right? And that is where spirituality plays a very greater role actually. And there, first my learning of these things and then my giving that powerful vibrations to them makes them to conversate with me across the table. That's very important actually.
Thank you, okay. Bharti Bhaiji. Yeah. And if I can just add to this, right? Specifically, this is for many of us. Many of us are in such a situation when there is some issues around mid-career issues, mid-career breaks, unexpected, unplanned breaks, unplanned situations. Something that I would do is, when now I know the problem that I'm facing is nothing else, but it is the creation of my weak mind, right? We now know, we now accept anything and everything that is happening in the outer world, that is somewhere in some form or the other, I have conceptualized it in my own self, right? Now, with this is the foundation. If something that is happening today outside with my career, I might have created some thoughts. Obviously, there is a conscious mind and then there is unconscious mind. More than the conscious mind, it is the unconscious mind that is powerful, that governs my life, that governs the situation, creates the situation outside. So, consciously, I may think some good stuff about myself, but unconsciously, if I've got some thoughts, some perceptions about my own self, say, I am a weak person, I am not good at handling situation, I am not a good techie, or maybe the other person. So any situation, any thoughts that I give to myself, okay, what happens is there is some situation that manifests outside. And now to your question, how do we solve it? Now we know the cause. Cause is inside. Some thought that I might have created unknowingly is manifesting outside, right? Then obviously the cause is known, then the solution is also known. Now, if I want to win over this situation, now I have the tool, now I have the power, now I know how to create positive and powerful thoughts, right? We know always thoughts, let them go, pure silence, and that's where the thought that we create, visualization. The intellect, I am intellect, mind and sanskar, the intellect visualizes. I visualize some positive stuff for myself and for others, and my mind thinks. All that I am seeing, I am thinking for myself and for others. And I believe, feel. The more you feel, the more it gets written in my sanskars. Right? I am writing my story every day in my storage. I've got storage inside. Memory hai na? So I write it down. The more, and writing ka mechanism is feeling. Strong emotions, positive vibration. I feel, the more strongly I feel, and every day I continue to do that, the old memories get erased, right? And that's where I start creating my own destiny, the way I want it to be. So I think this is one of the things that all of us, when we go back, we should start practicing. And obviously, all this has to be positive for myself and for all of this.
One line.
Over to you.
Sir, are you sure you are child of Almighty? Sure, you are safe.
Okay, in the interest of time, probably last question. Sister, I know you wanted to ask the question. Yes, please.
Om Shanti. My name is Sangeeta Bhatti and I came from Noida. And I am thankful to Baba. I am listening to this great panel. And I have two questions. My first question is, we should be hungry for the career growth appraisal, increment, or we should be satisfied whatever we have? This is my first question. And second question, as we all are people from IT industry and you know how the organization are working, and people, sometimes people are going to let down you. Okay, so, but you are still, you are doing the good work, but you are not recognizing. Okay, in that, I am a spiritual person. In that situation, what should I do? I have these two questions. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so the point is whether you are hungry for the growth. Hungry for learning is first thing, and hungry for building of my skill is second thing. Then growth will happen automatically actually. So don't look for growth as a thing. Sometimes what happened is organization has got many policies, many conditions to give a real growth to a person. Right? Sometimes the good skilled people may not get that growth, what they wanted. And the organization goes by many things actually. Peer feedback, person's growth feedback, like that actually. Sometimes your peer feedback may not be matching with what you expect sometimes. Right? Somebody want to push you down, all those things may happen actually. These are common things, what is happening in the things actually. But then, as you start becoming, knowing you and then making yourself to grow, and you start creating a powerful energy field around you, that you are independent actually. Okay, you are not dependent on others for your things actually, but at the same time, you are with them to cooperate to make the goals to achieve it actually. Right? And you just go with that mindset actually. Don't look for that expectations, don't set. Because if you start setting expectations, then that is not happening, then the disappointment will start actually then. And then that starts you pulling down in your path of making the effort also sometimes actually. Rather than you create your own development plan and keep doing it actually, irrespective of whether it is recognized or not recognized actually, you will definitely get a reward for all the good things what you are doing it without expecting anything from your end also actually. This is practically seen actually. Without you looking for the things, it will come to you. It has to come to you actually. This is a law. Because what I have it will be, has to be utilized, and whatever I make it to contribute has to come back to me actually. It cannot go wasted. So you don't have to set your expectations, time limit, and then happening, not happening. Don't get into that route actually. Because that route is not predicted by you. It is many factors which is predicting it. But the one what you want to do it and what you want to contribute is completely dependent on you, which you start doing it actually. You will see the results of it without any doubt actually. Okay? Is it clear?
Yes, clear.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, with the interest of time. Yeah, surely we will be actually taking your questions, and we see many of you, and some of your eyes are also staring, and you're looking forward to some questions and answers. With the interest of time, we will request each of you to, you know, connect with us after this session or over dinner. One of the best things is Saurabh Bhai is stationed at Mount Abu, so whenever you are coming also, you can actually connect with him. Bharti Bhai self and Trupti Ben are here for a couple of more days. So take out time and have a personal conversation. But one thing that I will request each one of you is, first thing in the morning, when all the vibrations of the world have subsided, the pollution of the world has subsided, the thoughts of the people have subsided, after your Amrit Vela meditation, that is between 4 and 5, check, ask God. You don't know who God is, that's okay. Some higher power, or as he said, some source, who's going to give you answers? It will come as your own thoughts. Believe me, while you have an option to interact with us, our seniors, go to the topmost personality in this organization, but rest, you connect with the Supreme Soul. And that's what I was told when I actually had good number of questions in the first day. So thank you. Over to Tripti Ben, and as we close this session.
So Bhaiji, Bharti Bhaiji is saying maybe we can take one more last question. So maybe one, yeah, if you want to maybe.
Yeah,
So what, so sisters, we do understand. What we will do, we'll just take one question here, but after that, we all are here for your service. So maybe after this session, I'm sure all of us, right, we are all available. Yeah, you can ask this question, but after that, sure, please take this question. Yeah.
I've really started wondering if I'm invisible here because I'm trying to ask once yesterday, you know. So my question is to Brijesh Bhai, actually. So what you mentioned, I have that question a lot of times, that the thought that I'm getting, you know, the decision that I feel I'm getting from inside, is that the best thought? Is that the right thought? Is that what God is telling me to do, or is it something my own creation, you know, something I want probably, or something? How do I trust that? How do I decide that it is really what God is telling me, and this is what I should actually go ahead and do it?
I'll give a negative example first. When there are wrong people coming your way, you come to know about it through a feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that person has a wrong intention. Mm. Sometimes that eyes will also tell.
Yes.
Correct. And you don't want to step into that area of conversation or interaction or anything. Correct. When you get certain thoughts which are out of the box, for example, you wanted to come and attend this session but you were tired the whole day, but something told you, let's go and attend. And you actually manifested that feeling in this hall, and now, you know, your questions are getting answered which were pending for last 2 days.
Yeah.
So you worked on that thought, you know, while you were coming here. Let me attend. That's what happens. Let me take a turn. Especially when you are about to have an accident. Just that one single thought that comes into your mind. The feeling is good. So how do you know whether it is the right thought? It is out of the box. It is impossible thought also. But as you approach, don't think how it will happen. Who is going to do it? How it is going to come? For example, money. How it will come? Don't think about it. Just get into that direction. And you will see that you will start manifesting your thoughts. And that feeling will be really good. If the feeling at any point of time is step out, please do step out. You are your own judge. Hmm. Is that okay? Does that answer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Brijesh Bhaiji. And I would like to thank all of you for your patience and for your support. And I know there are questions. There will be some of the unanswered questions. But what I will request is all of us, not just us, but our seniors, and there are so many seniors around, please feel free to connect with any one of us. We'll be more than happy to help you answer your questions, maybe, right? So for now, I would like to thank all the panelists who are around for your time, for your valuable support, for your guidance. Thank you very much helping us with your career journey. And at the same time, last but not the least, thanks to all of you for your patient listening. You've been around for a while, so thank you very much. And you all have a good time. Thank you.